soirée sur 213 Rock sur la radio Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio. En direct avec nous depuis la Suède, nous avons Mr. Conny Bloom, le chanteur donc des de Electric Boys. Hi Conny, how are you?
Good evening.
Hey. Bonsoir monsieur.
I'm not gonna try to speak any French because I can't, but at least one word.
Ok, donc avec nous ce soir, Conny Bloom, le chanteur donc des Electric Boys, qui va nous donner quelques éléments et quelques détails bien ajoutés, en tout cas sur l'album The Ghost Warriors, ainsi que les prestations live, etc., etc. On a pas mal de questions à lui poser dans ce sens. Conny, hey, welcome tonight on Tufonin Rocks, on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. Tufonin Rocks has an audience located between Paris, France, to Algeria, Syria's Algiers, Constantine, Oran, Béjaïa, Mostaganem, and Morocco. Of course, we have some audience in Rabat and Tunisia, of course, Tunis City. And man, welcome tonight on Vinyl Times Classic Rock Radio. It's a very great pleasure.
thank you, man.
Okay, okay.
Thanks for having me.
Huh? Yes. Okay. First question. It's regarding about the press media about your album The Ghost Warriors. How do you feel that?
How do I feel about the album, you said?
Yes, of course. The Ghost Warriors.
I'm really happy about it. I mean, I know everybody says that when I'm on the album, but I'm actually really happy about it. It's one of those albums that we decided not to to try and come up with an album that sounds like what we think people expect from us, so to speak. You know, sometimes I felt that when we put the band together in 2009, I think, then we were really concerned that it was gonna sound like like our sound, if you see, you know. There's a lot of bands reforming, and then they might not have the full band, which is okay, of course, but then sometimes the sound is totally different and fans get disappointed. So I was concerned that we sounded like us when we started, but now three albums later or whatever, it felt like it was time to move on, and so it was kind of it was a free feeling, you know.
Okay.
Not to think too much about the past. Just we decided to put the best songs together, and that's what makes it whatever it is today, you know.
Ok, bon allez, on va résumer un petit peu tout ça. En tout cas, le feeling qu'ils ont, c'est qu'au départ ils savaient pas trop où aller avec leur nouvel album, donc ils ont essayé, ils ont été disons qu'ils ont été au feeling, hein, comme ils viennent de le dire à l'instant. Donc ils ont posé des bonnes chansons, et puis les réactions, effectivement, ils ont été surpris, et puis le reste a joué, a fait son feeling, quoi. Le reste a fait son chemin, et puis ils sont super contents en tout cas. Et donc moi aussi j'ai l'impression que vraiment que là ils ont trouvé enfin leur chemin après trois albums. En tout cas, c'est juste génial, c'est cool, quoi. En tout cas c'est fantastique. Next question is about regarding last week of the Sweden Rock, you know. My partner, yeah, Olivier Vinyl Times was at the Sweden Rock and chose your band on your top 5 show at the Sweden Rock. What is your reaction?
Oh, that's nice. Of course I'm really happy about that. I think we did a very good show. It was we were lucky, actually, because it was raining like a half hour before our show or something like that. And but the sun was great, and there was a hell of a lot of people. So yeah, I'm very pleased. Exciting times.
Ok, donc en fait déjà un super cool, content de la réaction. Donc effectivement une heure et demie avant le show, il pleuvait, même 30 minutes avant encore, et donc ils ont une superbe réaction. C'était super cool, et bien évidemment, hein, ils sont prêts à rejouer. Hein. C'est ça le rock. En tout cas, c'est super cool, quoi. Next question is about your first album. It was produced by Bob Rock.
Yes.
Wow. Amazing.
Yeah, we released it in Sweden first, but then when we were gonna release it internationally, we decided that we wanted to change five of the songs because we had some new songs that we wanted to put in, and we had a chance to work with Bob Rock, who was the best hard rock producer at the time.
Effectivement, ils ont eu la chance de travailler avec Bob Rock, hein. On va vous le présenter un petit peu. Je pense que beaucoup le connaissent. C'est le producteur de Metallica, Bon Jovi, etc., The Cult aussi, etc., etc. Ils ont eu cette chance-là de travailler avec lui. Ils ont fait des bons titres. Je rappelle que leur premier album s'appelle Funk of Metal Carpet Ride. En tout cas, c'est très bon disque. En tout cas, vous pouvez l'écouter. En tout cas, sur les réseaux. En tout cas, ça c'est juste génial. Next question is about your next show in France at the REM Festival. On September, yes. On September 15.
Yes.
Wow. Hey, what is your reaction to? What is your feel with that?
I'm really looking forward to it. What I don't feel happy about is that we should have played a lot more in France.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
I mean, we have done a few shows. We did some shows with the band FM, for instance, and we played a couple of times, but every time we've been really sort of a little bit surprised because there has been some really great fans in France. So it feels like it's something we should have worked on a lot more in the past, but we want to try now and make up for it, make more gigs.
Okay. Donc en fait, donc le rendez-vous est pris pour le septembre, donc je crois pour le 15 septembre, le dimanche 15 septembre, le groupe sera donc au REM Festival. Donc ça, effectivement, ce qui est triste, en tout cas dans sa réponse, c'est qu'il me dit j'aimerais bien encore beaucoup plus de shows en France. Effectivement, ils commencent à avoir une bonne base fan déjà, et puis on remerciera aussi la promotion Office France, Katia, pour tout le travail qu'elle fait, en tout cas, on peut la remercier au passage. Et donc on espère aussi que, enfin, lui espère beaucoup de shows et nous aussi parce qu'on est vraiment fan de ce disque. Et effectivement, beaucoup de shows. Ils ont déjà tourné avec le groupe FM, bien évidemment. Mais l'avenir, en tout cas, passera par les routes françaises. Ça, on peut compter sur lui, quoi. Did you listen the capsule of Yasmin? You say the trailer for an Arabian language. Did you receive it?
Sorry, what was that?
Did you receive the capsule in Arabian language of the title Gone, Gone, Gone? We did.
You mean what the song is about?
Gone, gone, gone. We did a promo radio. We did a promo radio of the title "Gone, Gone, Gone," but in version of Arabian language, featuring our woman.
Okay.
Did you listen it?
No, I haven't heard it.
Oh, really? You never heard it before? Oh, really?
Something you guys did.
Yes, we did. We did a version of a promo single "Gone, Gone, Gone" in Arabian version.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't know that?
No, you have to show it to me afterwards.
Okay, afterwards we send you. Okay, sounds good.
Oh,
hey, just just before the end, do you have a message for the listeners tonight?
Well, I just want to say, like I said before, that we wanna play a lot more in France because mm-hmm. every time we do, we love it, and the crowd has been really fantastic. So that's our main thing, and keep buying records, keep buying merch, and, you know, keep rock and roll. Keep rock alive, you know.
Effectivement. Donc, le message qu'il a ce soir, c'est qu'il a vraiment envie de jouer en France pour, bien évidemment, pour des bonnes soirées rock and roll. Et en tout cas, c'est juste génial. Connie, thanks for calling tonight. It's a great pleasure. Okay, it was a great pleasure.
Pleasure for me as well. Thanks for having me. Thanks, man.
Yes, yes, of course. And bring us some good rock and roll. And yes. We hope to see you one more time in Paris, of course.
Yes, thank you.
And yes, let's see at the REMFest, basically, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Sounds good. Hey. Hey. Yeah. Bye bye. Hey.
Bye.
Donc c'était avec nous Connie Bloom, le chanteur de Electric Boys sur la radio Vinyl Times, le Classic Rock Radio. On continue en musique toujours avec l'album The Ghost World Jewelers avec le titre Gone 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 sur 213 Rock. Rag Melodica Macum. En tout cas, c'était juste génial en musique sur le 213 Rock.
Missing.